On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Yes, these are the maximums for today. Joburg up to only 16 degrees. Pretoria 18. Polokwane a high of 20.
In Pretoria on the Mabopane Highway eastbound, traffic is slow towards SK and Bakhlele Drive.
In your sport, play about to get underway in the second test between Pakistan and South Africa, with the hosts winning the toss and electing to bat first, and Liverpool slump to a fourth consecutive defeat for the first time in 11 years.
We start in Limpopo, where the death toll has risen to 6 after a horror crash on the R524 outside Toyando yesterday morning.
Preliminary reports indicate that the car lost control and veered off the road, scattering passengers all over. A final report from the investigators will determine the exact cause of the accident.
Spokesperson for the Office of the Limpopo MEC for Transport and Community Safety, Dali Chipiwa, says 4 people were declared dead on the scene and 2 others succumbed to their injuries in hospital. Organisers of the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon have announced the athletes will get free entry into the 2026 and 2027 Cape Town Marathons. The race was cancelled early yesterday morning, hours before it was expected to start due to strong winds that damaged infrastructure at the starting point in Greenpoint and at the end point. The some 24,000 disappointed marathon athletes from around the world had to then turn around. Electricity and Energy Minister Hossein Ramakgopa announced a 2.2 trillion rand strategy yesterday to end load shedding and secure a stable electricity supply for South Africa. Ramakgopa unveiled the new integrated resource plan yesterday that will focus on a diverse energy mix, including solar, wind, gas and nuclear.
That's what we are placing before the country, that we want to ensure that each and every household has got access to this electricity, and this electricity is affordable, and we can guarantee it into the future.
In the Western Cape, a manhunt is underway for the suspect who shot and killed 7 men between the ages of 20 and 30. The latest mass shooting took place in Philippi East on Saturday morning. Western Cape Police Oversight and Community Safety MEC Andrew Murray called it a coordinated assault on communities that are already under siege.
We cannot allow these killings to become a norm. Those responsible must face the full might of the law, and that includes those who put weapons in their hands.
To the Hong Kong International Airport, that's one of the busiest cargo airports in the world. 2 people died there this morning after a cargo plane hit a vehicle on the runway during landing. The plane then skidded into the sea, dragging the vehicle along. The 2 deceased were ground crew members. 4 crew on the plane were rushed to hospital. And a daring daytime robbery at one of the world's most well-known museums has gripped the attention around the globe. 4 thieves, dressed as maintenance workers, took just 7 minutes to break into the Louvre Museum in Paris yesterday and fled on scooters with priceless crown jewels. During this spectacular robbery, the thieves used a powered extendable ladder, like those that you use to hoist furniture into buildings, to get into a gilded gallery of the museum. They then used angle grinders to get through the window and gain access to the jewels that included a 19th century crown of Empress Eugenie, who was the wife of Napoleon III. That crown featured golden eagles. It was covered in 1,354 diamonds and 56 emeralds, but it was found broken outside the museum. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More about the stories we start the week, including that daring robbery in Paris. It's at jackrandafm.com. Click on news.
How would you like to win yourself a pretty cool 25,000 bucks and a 20,000 rand feel-good experience? This is your new feel-good secret sound, so I need 2 answers from you, and it's brought to you by our